All right, so as lay leader, I get to read this part, which is a pleasure. The journey of faith is a journey through life. We are all pilgrims, travelers, making our way. We are on the same path with the saints. We walk the same highway and follow the same landmarks which lead them. But for each generation, in each place and time, and for each seeker who travels this way, the road seems different. Today, we recognize that the journey is made easier when we travel together. As different as our individual roads may seem, they all have their origin and their destination in God.
In this time and place, we acknowledge a new generation of travelers and make a place for our confirmands, acknowledging that their faith and their journey will look different than ours, but that we are connected in our relationships to one another and our commitment to follow the one who calls us as disciples. May we let them know in word and deed that the family of Christ is their family too. Let's pray. Spirit of life, today we celebrate the commitment of those who are being baptized and confirmed. May those who take this step be faithful to one another and to God as they are challenged, comforted, healed, loved, strengthened, refined, and sent into the world to work out a life of faith wherever they find themselves. Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation, we renew the commitment declared at our baptism. Acknowledge what God is doing for us and affirm our commitment to be in relationship with Jesus Christ.
As Dee Dee reads the names of our confirmands, I'd like to invite each one of them to come forward and stand right here along the front of the first step.
I present for confirmation Tiger Elwood, Nathaniel Felton, Alex Heisel, Emily Paul, Everett Paul, Tim Schlum, Derek Weinrich, Connor Wadinski, and Jordan Wadinski.
I present for baptism and confirmation, Rosalie Dement. Can you guys say with me? Wow!
Wow!
You guys look great. Confirmands, as we've talked about with one another, Jesus calls us to be together in community. And you've expressed your desire to be baptized and to be confirmed in your faith so that we can together continue our spiritual journey as followers of Jesus. So here come the questions that we talked about. Are you ready? The answer is, hopefully I will. Will you continue to seek a deeper understanding of the mystery of life and to love God with your whole heart, mind, strength, and spirit? Will you seek to love your neighbor as generously as you love yourself? Will you acknowledge Jesus as one who has changed your life and seek to live as a disciple of Christ? And will you strive to live your life with extravagant generosity, courage, and hope? Will you commit to using your gifts and graces to further the mission of this fellowship called the Fountains? I present now Rosalie Margaret Lynn Dement for baptism. Demetra, Rose's mom, is going to pour the water. And as we do so, I'm going to take water from the Jordan River that we brought back with us from our last trip to the Holy Land to make that a part of Rose's baptism. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of water that brings life and health. When nothing existed but chaos, you swept over the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea, and their children you brought through the Jordan River to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Go ahead and pour the rest in. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and she who will receive it. Bless all of us and remind us of our own baptisms, that we might be your servants to the world, strong in trust and courageous in loyalty to you. Amen. Rose, if you'll come here and just kneel right down there on that. Rosalie, Margaret, Lynn, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as all of our confirmands have been on this journey together, I invite all of you to come forward and lay a hand on Rose. Mom, if you want to put a hand on her as well. Rose, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Dimitri, if you want to stand with Rose, I'd like to invite any parents that are here to come and stand behind their confirmands at this point, or come and be here. And as we've already begun with Rose being baptized, I'm going to pass this bowl of water, some of which is from the Jordan River. This bowl actually we got at our baptismal site in Israel when we were there last year. And I'm going to ask the parents, I'm going to pass this down behind. I'm going to ask you to each dip into the water and place some water on your child's head and to say, remember your baptism. Rose doesn't remember, need to remember very long ago. Go ahead. Thank you. Now, as we read each one of the confirmands' names, I'd like them to step forward with their parents right here to the front so that we can confirm them. So let's start going alphabetical order. Tiger, if you'll step forward right here to the center. Mom and Dad, come on. Tiger, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful follower of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Nathaniel. I have to reach up to my own son. Nathaniel, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful follower of Jesus. Amen. Alex. Alex, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Emily. Emily, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Everett. Everett, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Tim. Tim, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Derek. Derek, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Connor. Connor, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And Jordan. Jordan, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen. And let's do Rosie one more time. Rosie, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, may be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And question to all of you that are present here today, looking at these young people and their families, do you, friends and families of these confirmands, promise to nurture one another in faith and in life and include them in your loving care? If so, we will.
We will. In the name of Jesus Christ, I commend these persons to your care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Please join me in the prayer on the screen.
Gracious God, giver of life, you have called us all by name and pledged to each of us your faithful love. Remind us of your promises of our own baptism and renew our trust in you. Make us strong as we all make up our minds and serve with joy through the power of the Holy Spirit. May the grace of that Spirit, which is able to do far more than we are able to ask or think, strengthen each of us as we strive to reach, touch, and teach
by sharing the stories of Jesus. Amen.
Dee Dee, could you please hand that mic to Everett? I'm going to ask each of the confirmands to introduce themselves and to say what grade you are in and what school they're at.
I'm Everett, and do I have to say my last name?
Yes.
I'm Everett Paul, and I am in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. I'm in seventh grade. At Scottsdale Country Day School.
I'm Emily Paul, and I go to school here in Fountain Hills, and I'm a freshman in high school.
I'm Alex Heisel. I'm in eighth grade, and I go to Lexus Prep.
I'm Nat Felton. I'm in 7th grade, and I go to Veritas Preparatory Academy.
I'm Tiger Elwood. I go to that school, Fountain Hills Middle School, and I'm in 8th grade.
I'm Tim Schlum. I'm in 10th grade, and I go to the Fountain Hills High School.
I'm Derek Weinrich. I'm in 7th grade, and I go to the Fountain Hills Middle School.
I'm Connor Wodinski. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to the Fountain Hills Middle School.
I'm Jordan Wodinski, and I'm in 9th grade, and I go to the Fountain Hills High School.
I'm Rosalie DeMet. I am almost 14, and I go to Fountain Hills Middle School. Oh, and I'm in 8th grade.
Can we welcome these, our newest members at the Fountains? Who's got a picture of this group? Anybody get a good picture? All right. Well, we're going to invite everybody to take a seat at this point so we can sing our closing song. And then before the kids go back, we want to make sure that they go back. Why don't you go back right now to the cake so we can get a picture? I'm going to. I want to just say a couple of words of thanks. One is to all those who served in various capacities as mentors and sponsors throughout this process. Also to the parents, who we had a number of changes as we went through confirmation, and we found that giving some of the challenges to the families to work together was something that was very effective. And so I want to acknowledge the parents who sat through a lot of videos and a lot of reading with their confirmands to help them get through this process. I also want to acknowledge that on the communion table we have a number of pots, which was one of the other things that the kids talked about. Those that went on our retreat to Sedona said that one of the things that they would remember most is the painting of the pots and the smashing of the pots. So each one got to paint that pot in a unique way to represent themselves. And then we went on and we smashed it. And we had to put it back together. And as we ended up, some of you can see ended up almost back together. Some of them were a little more difficult to put back together. And so I wanted just to share with you that this was one of our exercises to remind us, in the words of that great theologian Leonard Cohen, there are cracks in everything, but that's what let the light in. So whether you're letting the light in or whether you're letting the light out, more often than not, it's the cracks in our lives that let that light go in and out. And so those are not to be afraid of, but those are to be embraced, because often those are the things that make us who we are.